Does your child's school have a grenade launcher or rapid-fire M16s? A provocative question, but according to a Washington Post study, 26 school districts and about 100 educational institutions like colleges have received military equipment through the same Defense Department program that transferred surplus armored vehicles to cities like Ferguson, Missouri. After Ferguson police showed up at protests in armored vehicles, or MRAPs, there were hearings. Now questions are being raised about schools. For instance, do they really need grenade launchers? More on that. But first, Derek City, superintendent of the Aledo Independent School District in Texas, one of the systems that received weapons from that 1033 program, as it's called. Superintendent City, Derek, welcome.
Thank you.
What kind of military equipment did you get?
A M14 rifle that we received in 2008 and five M16 rifles, which were probably mid-1960s, although they were in brand new condition.
Well, how does this work? Had you asked for them?
I believe the process is that in Texas, well, you have to apply for the 1033 program through a state agency. In Texas, that's the Department of Public Safety, commonly known as the Highway Patrol, and they administer the federal program for the state of Texas.
Yeah. And there you are with four M16s and an M14. What have you decided to do with them?
Well, the decision actually was made before I came. When we received those weapons, particularly the M16s, our district wisely, I believe, made a decision that they didn't fit into the philosophical scheme of what we're trying to do to protect our kids and our staff. Those weapons were never issued to our officers. Our officers never practiced or as in their vernacular, qualified on those weapons. They were stored in a gun locker, in a safe and under lock and key, and they were never issued or carried in a police vehicle. In fact, in April of this year, prior to Ferguson, those unfortunate events happening in Ferguson, Missouri, we had made a decision as a district to no longer extend our participation in the federal 1033 program. So those weapons were going back to DOD through our state agency, the Texas Department of Public Safety, as early as April this year. When it came to light, all these incidents were taking place in Missouri. I did inquire as to where we were in that process, and I asked our chief of police to go ahead and get rid of that stuff, to see if he could expedite it, and he did so, and we got rid of it within 2 or 3 weeks after we made the request of the state to expedite the removal.
What was it about Ferguson that made you feel so strongly about getting rid of these weapons?
You know, I leave the folks in Ferguson to decide what's best for their community. I just know that philosophically those weapons didn't mesh with what we wanted to do. In light of the TV broadcasts that were coming out and the angst that was being shown, you know, generally across the nation about those, I did inquire as to where we were with that process, and that's what caused us to expedite getting rid of those weapons.
What did parents and teachers say to you there?
I haven't heard anything from our community in a negative or positive way, to be honest with you. The one thing I would say in general about education is that it's sad to me that we even have to have this discussion right now based on all the events that have happened over the last decade or two and how things have ratcheted up in regard to school violence. It makes me sad to know that we have to even have to have this type of conversation when it comes to protecting kids in schools.
No. Derek City, superintendent of the Aledo Independent School District in Texas, they've decided to give back the M16s they received from the government surplus program. Superintendent City, thanks for speaking to us about it.
You're more than welcome.
Well, so that's one school district. As we mentioned, at least 120 educational institutions, schools, and colleges across the country have these military weapons. 26 school districts, everything from assault rifles to grenade launchers to mine-resistant ambush-protected vehicles, MRAPs. Niraj Chakshi is the reporter with the Washington Post who reviewed data on this 1033 Defense Department program from more than 30 states. He joins us now. And first of all, Niraj, what's been the response you've gotten to this? When we mention this to people, they are astonished.
You know, I think people are very surprised to hear that these programs are disseminating this kind of equipment to schools. The NAACP, Legal Defense Fund, and a number of groups in Texas, when they found out, they penned a letter to a bunch of federal officials, including Defense Secretary Hagel and others. I think it's pretty alarming to a lot of people. It's of concern because it creates a climate in schools that they don't want to see.
Well, the NAACP Legal Defense Fund was worried about tensions that already exist between kids of color and school police. We've reported on how they are arrested, kids are, at a much higher rate for minor crimes. And the concern is that that'll be exacerbated with this militarization of school police. But some school systems made a defense for their equipment. So just give us some examples. What are some of the schools and what do they have?
Sure. So the University of Texas was a great example. They have an MRAP. They have a handful of assault rifles, M16s. And, you know, when I spoke to the chief of police there, he said, look, you know, this is a huge system. These weapons, we spent a lot of time thinking about how we were going to use them. We haven't used them. They're here for emergency use only. The MRAP, which is basically this mine-resistant IED-proof vehicle that they've used in Iraq and Afghanistan. You know, he said, we're not using this vehicle for anything but extreme emergency situations. This is just to get emergency responders in and victims out should, you know, God forbid, should there be a shooting or some other such incident.
Well, in Los Angeles, as you write, they're probably the biggest public school beneficiary of this Defense Department program. They've got 61 M16 rifles, one MRAP, and three grenade launchers. I think that's the thing that's raised the most eyebrows. What would a school system do with a grenade launcher?
You know, that was actually the one item that when I asked schools about it, most of them really didn't defend it too strongly. In fact, of the five grenade launchers that we identified, every one is now being returned to the program or disposed of in some way. In every case, you know, I was told that these grenade launchers have not been used. They were retrofitted to shoot tear gas. And, you know, basically they were for crowd control. But again, they've never been used. And the three schools that had the five grenade launchers are all planning to get rid of them.
Were any of the schools concerned about caring for 61 assault rifles? I mean, were they concerned about them even being in the system?
You know, the defense I always heard was, you know, we have these locked up, you know, they're under lock and key, they're safely put away. But, you know, the NAACP Legal Defense Fund, you know, their complaint was, we've seen tasers misused. You know, having guns in the hands of you know, school police, you know, makes us worried.
Well, and there was at least one school, I think it was in Florida, that defended some of this armament because they had a school shooter. And they pointed out that he was more heavily armed than their campus police.
Right. And this sort of speaks to the way this program was initially created. I mean, this is a more than 20-year-old program. And it was created by police who felt the same way about the drug war. You know, they said that we're facing these gangs. They're outgunning us. We need weapons. And the military, you know, has had these excess weapons. And I think, you know, the school police are making the same argument. Sometimes, you know, we have an active shooter who is, you know, very well armed, and we want to have access to weapons to counter that.
But wouldn't you call your local municipal police force?
That's a good question. You know, I mean, some of the school law enforcement departments, I think, would argue that it may take too long. But I think that's a big part of this debate is, you know, whether they even need to be armed for this.
That's Niraj Chakshi with The Washington Post. He did the detailed analysis of schools across the country receiving surplus military gear from the Defense Department under that program that also supplied cities like Ferguson. Niraj, thanks so much.
Thank you.